This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister to open budget debate later today. Citizens responding positively to GOJ health card and 195 recruits join Jamaica Constabulary Force. The news in detail after this message.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert System and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
Now the news. The country will this afternoon hear how the government intends to finance the budget for the 2014-2015 fiscal year. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips is scheduled to open the budget debate in the House of Representatives today, April 17. The finance minister tabled the $539.4 billion estimates of expenditure in the lower house on April 3. The Standing Finance Committee of Parliament reviewed the estimates from April 8 to 9. The budget debate will continue on April 22 with a presentation by opposition spokesman on finance Audley Shaw. Opposition leader Andrew Holness will present on April 24. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller will make her contribution to the debate on April 29, and the finance minister will close the debate on Tuesday, April 30. The Ministry of Health is reporting that Jamaicans have been responding positively to the Government of Jamaica GOJ health card registration drive. The use of the card started March 3 in public health facilities across the island. Director of Communications in the Health Ministry, Neville Graham, says close to 370,000 Jamaicans have registered for the card since the exercise began on February 3.
We're pleased to report that the GOJ card enrollment stands at a good total of 369,803 persons. That's significantly up on last month's figure of just over 351,000 persons.
The GOJ health card provides ease of access to services at public health facilities, as well as medications on the vital, essential, and necessary VEN list. The Natural Resources and Conservation Authority and the National Environment and Planning Agency are taking legal action against Phil's Incorporated to cease all construction at 3 Central Avenue, Kingston 10. This as a result of non-compliance by Phil's Incorporated with the stop and enforcement notices served on the company under the NRCA and Town and Country Planning Authority Acts. The notices were served on February 26 as a result of the company engaging in construction works without planning permission. The company is also undertaking unauthorized dumping at the site, resulting in the blockage of the natural draining system.
So as a result of the dumping, the entire road was flooded. There's a school across the road. It was greatly affected. Cars were breaking down. Even though they've been served with notices telling them to cease and to fix the harm that they've caused, they continue to dump. And so the only other option now is to proceed to court and to try and force them to abide by the laws and regulations.
Legal officer at NEPA, Philip Cross. In addition to court proceedings, NEPA will partner with the National Works Agency to restore the site to its original state and prevent flooding of the area. And 195 members have been added to the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, following their graduation from the Jamaica Police Academy Wednesday. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting has charged the recruits to exercise their duties responsibly, being mindful of the fact that they're now community role models.
Behave with integrity. You not only have the responsibility of enforcing the law, but you should be a model of lawful and orderly behavior. Even where you may be insulted, that is when you draw on your greater training and your understanding of what is required to respond appropriately in these situations.
He reminded the graduates that they will be called upon to contribute to implementation of the Unite for Change initiative to promote violence prevention. The minister has also expressed satisfaction that of the 195 graduates, 57 are women and 38 are holders of first degrees. This, he says, reflects the modernized approach to recruitment employed by the JCF. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.